For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
All right, good morning, everybody, and happy draft week. We are back. Have a big-time announcement coming your way at 8 a.m., so do stick around for that. Stick around for the entirety of this here radio program. We'll be bouncing around a ton. But we start with Adam Schefter. Quote, sources said the Steelers had not been planning to draft a quarterback in round one, but they also were not expecting Shedeur Sanders to fall out of the top 10. Now all options seem to be on the table, and they are preparing in case they have the option to draft Sanders. Schefter also reported, he kind of threw a whole bunch of stuff out there yesterday, big, long article. I got the Cliff Notes. He said, I don't think New Orleans is taking Shedeur. They're hot and heavy on Jackson Dart. Now, of course, the Saints pick 9th overall. And then you have Albert Breer. He writes, I don't think there's an overwhelming consensus in the building to pick the Colorado Star. This is the Steelers building. But perhaps a growing acceptance of the idea. And Doran, this happens all the time. When I have a day off, there's a little bit of a break, I think. I sit there and I ponder. And I reevaluate. I'll be disappointed if the Steelers don't get Shedeur Sanders. That's where I am right now. I thought at some point during the process I'd fall in love with a Jalen Milroe or a Jackson Dart or a Shedeur Sanders and that you would have to talk me off the ledge. But I think I've talked myself into this now over the last couple of weeks. We did that exercise looking back to 2010. So 15 years of quarterbacks selected in round one and what, 13 of them? Wound up being good. Like 7 of them wound up being legitimate franchise quarterbacks. The hit rate on first round quarterbacks is really, really low from a percentage standpoint. That's like a quarter of quarterbacks, 26% of quarterbacks that have even been good in the last 15 years that are drafted in round one. So all this, well, you got to wait till next year. Next year's the year. It's going to be a much better quarterback draft. All those quarterbacks could suck. They might all be better prospects. Every last one of them, including Arch Manning, could suck. Shedeur Sanders was universally thought of coming into draft season as the number two available quarterback in the draft. So if he's there at 21, why not take the swing? If he falls into your lap, why can't he be the next one? And what makes anybody think that next year's crop is a slam dunk to be better? So, look, I know they need defensive linemen, probably two. I know that they need a running back. But there's nothing more important in sports than a quarterback. And if one falls into your lap at 21 in round one, and you've done your due diligence, and you like him, and most teams have a first-round grade on him, that makes it different than Kenny. You might as well take that swing. And I got to tell you, man, I like Derek Harmon out of Oregon, and he's a good player, and I think he's going to be a great NFL player. But I'll be really disappointed if we're talking about some big hog on Friday and not the next potential Steelers franchise quarterback.
I'm on board with Sanders at 21. I have been for about a couple weeks now, and I've said the kind of the whole time where, you know, I'd rather have somebody fall that I had that everybody has a universal high grade on than somebody that I have to reach for maybe that doesn't have a universal grade on. And we asked a couple of scouts about 3 or 4 weeks ago what their evaluation of Jackson Dart was, right? And everybody was all over the place. That somebody had third round, first round, second round. It was all over the place. But it seemed to be a consensus of a first round. There's a couple that had him in the second round for Shedeur Sanders. My question to you is, since we're both on board, if he falls, what's that say for the teams that need a quarterback and don't pick him? Why is he falling? So that's the biggest question, is why did he fall to 21 if he is regarded as the second to third top quarterback prospect in the first round and teams have let him
It's a great go. Question, and I saw someone tweet something similar yesterday. If Shedeur falls to 21, that means GMs with these projected starters all passed on him. Kenny Pickett, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Spencer Rattler, Anthony Richardson. I think it's a great point you bring up, Doran. And I think, and maybe I'm convincing myself of this, but I think the reason would be not because the guy can't play quarterback, because of his dad. Well, the Browns don't want him at 2 because, come on.
Uh-huh.
The Giants don't want him at 3 because, come on, he's probably not a number 2 or number 3 worthy player anyhow.
Uh-huh.
But I think people are scared of drafting Shedeur, and if they are even remotely comparable, him and Jackson Dart, we're going to go with the guy who does not have the famous father, who doesn't have the meddling father. I think if Shedeur is there at 21, it says more about Deion than it does about Shedeur. At least that's my read on the situation.
And if that is the case, which I think that that has something to do with it, yes, then fine. That's okay. That's fine with me, because I know that the Steelers know that they could handle that situation, and it probably won't even be a situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're that one team that I think is shielded from the Deion baggage.
Deion liked to tweet, or excuse me, oh man, that's such a old guy move I just did. I was going to say Deion liked to tweet on Instagram. Deion liked an Instagram post where someone had a graphic up linking Shedeur Sanders to the Steelers. I think if you gave Deion truth serum, he would tell you he wants Mike Tomlin to draft his son.
Yes.
So I'm with you, man, and you've been saying this for a long time. I don't think that Deion is an issue for the Steelers.
Nope.
I don't think he would meddle with Tomlin. I don't think he'd get behind the podium and mouth off about his son's usage or anything like that. I think he's got too much respect for Mike Tomlin. So if that's the big worry that everybody else has, and otherwise he'd be a quarterback that goes in the top 10, top 15, then I think that's a fortuitous bounce for Pittsburgh. You get your guy whose tape has some problems with it. There's no question about it. He's not a perfect prospect, not close to one. But if it's mostly about his dad and some weird stuff, okay, I ain't worried about that. Texter, please tell us how the hell we're going to do that when we pick 21. He'll be gone by pick 5. Max 10. Listen, I'm not saying it. Albert Breer's saying it. I'm not saying it. Adam Schefter's saying it. I'm just going off of two of the best insiders in the NFL saying that this guy's going to take a little bit of a tumble. Now, both of them and a bunch of other NFL insiders have said that the floor for Shedeur is 21. So everyone expects him, if he falls, to not fall past Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like this guy's going to fall all the way out of round one.
No, I look at it like this. There's basically like three teams that need, absolutely need a quarterback. There's three teams within the first 21 picks that just need a quarterback. That's the Titans, who probably will take Cam Ward.
Yeah.
And that's the Saints and the Steelers, like, that need a quarterback. The other teams, they have quarterbacks. They don't really need one. The Steelers need a quarterback.
The Browns could be tanking, and you'll see what you have in Kenny, and you have Joe Flacco.
Right.
And if you want to put it off to next year because you get, you know, Travis Hunter second overall.
Like, can you justify if you're the Browns, it's like, okay, like, we're just going to pick a quarterback because we have the second pick of the draft. That's why they would pick. But I don't think that you want to justify taking Shedeur Sanders with the second pick of the draft whenever he has a first round evaluation, but it's not second pick evaluation.
Right. You take the best available player for you at 2, And if you want to trade back in and take a project, or you want to trade back in and try to get Shador, I would understand that. Or you take the best available player, you have 11 picks, you make all those picks, and then you tank, and next year you're right back in the same situation. For them, you know, they don't know what the hell they're doing at quarterback anyhow, and they haven't since they came back into the league. That's the other thing, to your point, into this tweet that I referenced earlier. If Shador falls to 21, that means GMs with these projected starters all passed on him. Kenny Pickett, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Spencer Rattler, Anthony Richardson. The Browns have never known what the hell they're doing at quarterback. The Giants have been a dumpster fire for years. The Jets, likewise. The Saints, I mean, they now have a different head coach and a different administration, so I guess I can give them the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But the Colts have been searching for a quarterback since Andrew Luck retired, and they've been throwing a whole bunch of crap against the wall.
A bunch of stuff.
So just because all those teams would pass on Shador Sanders doesn't make me go, oh, dang, jeez.
Right.
Oh, the Steelers have no idea what they're doing. The Browns passed on Shador. Ooh, the Colts passed on him, because those teams know exactly what they're doing. Hell no. They have no idea what they're doing. So that's my epiphany, Doran. I want Shador now.
I do too. I mean, I think that, one, he'd be the best available player, and two, he'd be filling a need.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're
the
checking
biggest
both.
Need.
Yeah, you're checking both boxes, in my opinion. And I feel like it'd be hard for the Steelers to sit there and say, okay, Shador's on the board, and Derek Harmon's on the board. Let's take Harmon. It'd be a great pick. I think that guy's going to be an All-Pro at some point
in
the NFL.
Me too, man.
But it'd be very hard to watch Shador go somewhere else and have a good career and look back and be like, we had our future quarterback.
Seriously.
Possibly. That'd be hard.
It'd be a disaster. And I'm not willing to take a defensive lineman and have that guy go be a star someplace else. And even if he doesn't work out in Pittsburgh, okay. But you got to take a shot, man. You got to take a shot. Texter, good question here. Who's going to develop Sanders? But that question remains no matter when you draft a quarterback and who that quarterback is.
Next year, too.
Correct. It could be Arch Manning.
Right.
It wouldn't be. But it could be Drew Aller. Name a quarterback for next year. It's going to be the same cast of characters trying to develop that
right.
guy. So why not, if you get a gift here and the second quarterback falls to you at 21, why not? 412-928-9370. How would you feel if the Steelers took Shador Sanders? 412-928-9370. I've had an epiphany. I want the guy. Doran wants the guy. Do you? Call in. Let's chat it out. Let's talk it out. Let's discuss. 412-928-9370.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Here's a text. I can't find the text. Good morning, everybody. We've been off for 3 days. 4 days? Feels like four. Feels like I get four. Done at 10 a.m. on Friday. I mean, four-day weekend, pretty much.
Three and a half.
Nobody wants to draft Shador Sanders, here's the text, because his dad will replace the head coach in 2 years. Well, if that's the case, then shouldn't Steelers fans really want them to draft Shador Sanders?
They don't want to fire Tomlin for Deion.
I don't know, man. No, they won't. 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dorn and I would like to see them take Shador Sanders 21st overall. Would you? 412-928-9370. Another good text in here. This time last year, people thought that this draft, Quinn Ewers and Carson Beck would be the top two players.
Right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've been saying now, and you've been saying this for a long time, and Pat Bostic's been saying this for a long time. You can project out to next year. You just don't know. And even once that quarterback class next year gets crystallized, like next year at this time, there might be six guys like there were in last year's draft where you go, oh my God, all six of these guys, they're all first-round talents. And just because they are doesn't mean any of them will pan out. That's not the way this works. You're throwing darts, you're taking guesses, and I'm not trading up for Shador Sanders, but if he falls to 21 and it's him and Grant from Michigan and Derek Harmon, the defensive lineman from Oregon, how do you not take the quarterback there?
Right, whenever you need it.
Because think about this, Doran. I mean, Aaron Donald, maybe the best defensive player of all time, certainly in the conversation. What did he ever win in Los Angeles until Matt Stafford got there?
Mm-hmm.
You can have literally one of the top two or three best defensive linemen of all time, defensive players of all time, just so happen to be a defensive lineman, and you ain't winning jack unless you get the guy. So take a swing and see if you get the guy. Because guess what? Let's say Shador Sanders doesn't pan out. Seriously, 3 years from now, you'll go into the draft, and there'll be the next hot two or three or four or five prospects at the quarterback position, and you take your swing at that guy then. And you'll ride that carousel. You'll play, what's that game? Musical chairs.
Yes.
Until you get one. Yes. Boy, am I sharp today,
though. Yes. No, I just kind of look at it. It's not really rocket science, in my opinion. Like, you need a quarterback. If you're in love with Shador Sanders, obviously you take him. But I do believe that Shador Sanders could fit very well, maybe in the middle, maybe in the top of next year's draft, even if it pans out the way that we think it will. So if that's the case, I look at it like, all right, dude, are we going to have somebody fall to us so we don't have to reach? Or are we going to package picks next year to try to reach for somebody that we don't even know is going to pan out? Like, we don't know how it's going to go. So if, like, they've done their homework on Shador. They know the ins and outs of Shador. Mike Tallman probably knows Shador intimately more than any quarterback that has come out in the past couple of years because of Deion, and I think they do have a relationship personally. So it just makes too much sense to me if he is there. Would not reach for him, would not trade up for him, but if he is there, it's a true need that you need to get a quarterback.
That's well said too, Doran, because anytime we talk about next year's quarterback class, it's always, well, they'll have draft capital and they could trade up for a guy. Okay. So you're giving up additional picks to go get a guy who may or may not work out, whereas in this scenario, you'd be giving up nothing but your 21st overall pick to get a guy who may or may not work out.
And say that Shador He goes in there and say that, you know, he gets the first team reps that we've been talking about, you know, throughout OTAs. He doesn't start the season. Mason starts. It doesn't look great, but they're still doing decent. Shador goes in there and he plays decent. Say he plays good. Not great, but good. Next year, you have all those compensatory picks? You could really, I mean, you're talking about other positions. You don't have to worry about quarterback. You don't have to worry about trading up.
That's true too, man.
You could go get receivers. You could get running backs. You could get linemen. You could get every position that you think that you need.
And honestly, if you're that head over heels in love with a quarterback next year, nothing would prevent you from doing that. And then you move on from Sanders like he's Josh Rosen. Not saying that that would happen, but there are no rules. You could do whatever the hell you want.
All you would need is Shador to play decent this year or even not play at all. Like, if he doesn't play at all, I don't think they'll draft a quarterback next year, and you can use those picks for other needs to surround Shador with the talent that he needs.
And if you draft Shador 21st overall this year, you don't need all those picks to move up next year and get a quarterback. You could use one of those picks from next year, your second-round pick from next year, to move up into the second round this year.
Yes.
And then that way you can help surround Shador Sanders with some talent. Or go get your defensive lineman in round two, maybe a double down round two and three, get defensive lineman, and then you've hit on what you needed to hit on in this draft.
Just because you would draft Shador Sanders at 21 doesn't mean that you wouldn't be able to fulfill the other positions of need. Like, I think that some people are scared away because, oh, well, you need D-line, there's no depth, and you don't have a second round pick, and where are you going to get the running back? Where are you going to get the D-lineman? Well, you could still trade back into the second round this year, even if you get the quarterback at 21, still get your running back and D-lineman, because it's a deep draft with those positions.
And let me be clear on this, too. I think all that makes sense. That's probably the preferred route if you take Shador at 21. But let's say you can't get into the second round. Let's say you can't. No one wants to do it. No one wants to tango with you. Okay? Who gives a rat's ass? Honestly. Oh, no! We did not get a defensive lineman! But we might have got our quarterback for the future. And if Shador pans out, no one will ever, ever.
Nope.
Hindsight being 2020, bitch about the fact that you didn't get a defensive lineman. Oh, no. They wound up giving 125 rushing yards up per game on the ground this year. So what? You got the guy. You'll figure that out at another point. Texter, you guys are vastly overrating Sanders. I'll gladly eat crow if he pans out. But, man, I am not impressed by him. As is your right. All these guys are Rorschach tests.
Right.
We all see different things in all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
People look at Cam Ward, and one of the comps is Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, I see it from a style standpoint. He ain't that size. He ain't Ben.
No.
People have compared Shador Sanders from a fundamental standpoint to Tom Brady. Not saying he is Tom Brady, but just the way he looks throwing the football. So we all see these guys in different lights.
So my response to the texter there, like, okay, then put Shador next to every single. So do you want a quarterback next year? I would assume that they're saying, like, get a quarterback next year. Like,
right.
They're saying, all right, well, put Shador next to all the quarterbacks that are going to be available next year. Put this tape on from this year. Next to Sellers, next to Nussmeier, next to Manning, who barely even played this year, next to Drew Aller, and tell me what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 1 year can be a big difference for a college quarterback. I understand that, but also can detract from the growth, too.
Beauties,
you can regress as well.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and it's funny what time does to guys like Quinn Ewers and Carson Beck, who are thought of very highly. Spencer Rattler a couple of years ago. He was going to be God's gift to whatever quarterback class that was going to be.
They're going to what, fourth round?
Yes. So, if a guy falls to you, and by a guy, I mean Shador Sanders, take him. And find it out. Texter. Start Sanders, and there goes Derrick Henry for 300 yards again. Okay, but you found your quarterback. Then plug the defensive line holes later in the draft or trade into the second round, plug a defensive line hole there or figure it out next year. I can't believe.
If they draft Harmon, does that guarantee they're going to stop Derrick Henry?
No, of course not.
Okay.
No, because you're guessing on him as much as you're guessing on anybody else. You know, that's the other thing. You're right about that.
What if he's Valtano and gets hurt?
What if he turns into Ziggy Hood?
Right.
I mean, that's the other possibility. Shador Sanders ain't going to work out. I've watched tape. But Derek Harmon, he's a slam dunk. Listen, I think Harmon's going to be a hell of a player. I think Grant's going to be a hell of a player. They might not be. You just don't know. Rob in Chicago and others will get to you. 412-928-9370. I'd rather take a guess on quarterback and be wrong than take a guess on defensive lineman. And if you're right, okay, he turns into Cam Hayward. What the hell's Cam Hayward won? Seriously, and that's not a shot at Hayward, but you have the best defensive lineman, one of the best defensive linemen in football, guarantees you nothing. You have, maybe, probably, the best edge rusher in football. His ass never won a playoff game. Why? Because you had late career Ben, and you've had a whole bunch of jabronis between then and now. He had 21 and a half damn sacks. He had 19 sacks another year. You don't want a playoff game. You need a quarterback. Take a swing on quarterback. Epiphany. Give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I had it written down here that we would turn the page to the Pirates, and we can, but let's take some calls on this. Dorn and I say if Shador's there at 21, you take him. If they do, how would that make you feel? 412-928-9370.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. What would your reaction be if the Steelers drafted Shedeur Sanders 21st overall? Adam Schefter said that the Steelers had not been planning on taking a quarterback in round one, but they weren't expecting Sanders to fall out of the top 10. Now all options seem to be on the table. They are preparing in case they have the option to draft Sanders. He also writes, does Schefter, I don't think New Orleans is taking Shedeur. They are hot and heavy on Jackson Dart. Yeah, baby. We didn't do this the whole draft season. Sit here and talk about Jackson Dart. Not that we didn't talk about these guys, but we didn't spend hours and hours of programming on Dart, on Shedeur, because it didn't seem likely that either one of those guys would be there. And for a while, Jackson Dart didn't look like a guy that was worthy of being the 21st overall pick. But as information changes, so too should opinion. And I don't think the Steelers were ever even planning on bringing Shedeur in for a visit, Doran.
No.
They've got a pro personnel department. Andy Weidel's got a good grasp on what other teams around the league are doing. And they seem to believe that he ain't going in the top 10. And if he ain't going in the top 10, someone's going to have to trade up and get that guy. So why not be prepared? And if he's there, Doran, I do think they'll take him.
I agree.
How do people feel about that? 412-928-9370. I mean, you think about Bradshaw, between Bradshaw and Ben, Mark Malone, Cliff Stout, Cordell Stewart, Bubby Brister, Neil O'Donnell, Tommy Maddox. If you don't have one, it's real damn hard to win.
Yes.
And you can have great edge rushers like Kevin Green, and I mean, the list goes on there. And it don't matter until you get that quarterback. You ain't hanging banners. So you might as well take one if he falls right in your lap. 412-928-9370. To the phones?
Yes, sir.
To the phones! Rob in Chicago, hello.
Hey, guys. Good morning. You know, you're forgetting one thing. The common denominator is Tomlin. Now, here's the way I look at it. You might as well just go out and get yourself a passing game coordinator and work with Mason Rudolph. Okay, I know that's not what people want to hear, but you got 31 other teams in the NFL who know the Steelers are not going to throw the ball over the middle of the field. They know Tomlin is, you know, very conservative. So what makes you think that Shedeur Sanders is going to change all that? Okay.
To that second point, all, Rob, I'll let you get to the other points. So what? Just fold the franchise? You know, we've talked about this a bunch. Like, I don't believe they're going to be great at developing a quarterback either, but you still need one.
Right.
By that logic, just never take one, because just let Mike Tomlin be the quarterback.
I think you got other needs besides the quarterback. And like I said, I think the whole Deion factor is grossly underrated. You think that if George Pickens pulls that crap that he did with Kansas City, where he shows up late, you know, he doesn't run the full route, you think Deion's going to sit back and be quiet because Shedeur got hung out to dry on that? No way. I don't see it. I don't think Shedeur Sanders is going to move Earth like everyone thinks he's going to do.
I don't think he's going to move Earth, but you need a quarterback. And when are you going to get that quarterback? Like, when's your plan to get that quarterback? Is it next year? If it's next year, I mean, we just talked about it. Like, who's to say that I mean, you don't trust Tomlin for the quarterback next year, so why do you not trust him this year, and why not just take a quarterback this year?
Right, and if they don't take one 21st overall, be prepared for them to take Milroe 84th, or Tyler Shuck, or, I mean, name a guy. Kid from Syracuse.
Will Howard.
Yep. I mean, it could be any of those guys. Texter, if Shedeur Sanders was named Joe Schmo, he'd be a fourth rounder. I completely disagree with that. The more I've watched Shedeur, the more I think he's a pretty darn good prospect. I think he'd be earmarked to the Saints at the very worst if his name was Joe Schmo.
Yep.
I don't think Kellen Moore, a first-year head coach, wants to deal with Deion Sanders.
I think it would help Shedeur more if his name was Joe Schmo.
That's what I'm saying.
It would help him more.
He'd be going to Cleveland maybe at 2. He'd be going to the Giants maybe at 3.
The kid could play quarterback.
Or 9th overall to the Saints.
He could play quarterback. He's done it. I mean, at Jackson State, he's done it at Colorado. Like, he can play quarterback. That's not the question. The question is the baggage for other teams and what you think that might bring to the Steelers And I personally, and I feel like you personally feel like that is just, I think it's a full stop at this point. Like, I wouldn't even worry about that at all. Deion, I think Deion honestly has prepared his kids, and especially Shador, for this time to let them go. Let them be themselves. Like, he was their coach. He has been in their corner. He has been their mouthpiece all the way up until now. Like, that was the point. And now it's like, okay, you can go be your own guy.
Spread your wings.
In the NFL, yeah.
Go ahead, young butterfly.
Right. I don't think he would butt in at all with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I don't think he'd butt in with the Steelers either. Now, Kellen Moore, I could see it.
Yeah, like, if you're Kellen Moore, do you really, like, your first time around as a head coach, no. Do you want to attach yourself to a Shador Sanders? No way.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Which is why if he's Joe Schmo and his dad is Paul Schmo, then you're probably taking him ninth overall. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Let's take another phone call here. Mike in Cranberry. Hi, Mike.
How you doing? I think it would be a great pick. I watched him a few times. I pissed up. I watched him get sacked like six times, and he gets up and brushes it off, and he's ready for the next play.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you big time. Look, a lot of the sacks he ran into, but a lot of them also that offensive line 2 years ago. Oh, my God, dude. It was one of the worst offensive lines that I've ever seen at the Power 5 level.
And you never seen him get up and bitching or nothing.
No,
he's playing.
And in fact, Mike, I think one of the reasons, and thank you so much for the call, one of the reasons why he could be falling down draft boards is I think his attitude has rubbed some teams the wrong way. I look at it as a positive, man. I think he's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he believes in himself. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll take an awful lot at the next level for his confidence to get shaken. And I think it was the opposite with Kenny Pickett. I'm not saying that Kenny was like weak mentally or anything like that. But if you wanted to make that argument, I think you could. He went into a difficult situation, though. He was following a legend. He was a Pitt guy who won an ACC championship. There were vicious and awful unfounded rumors that were thrown around about him. So that's why I'll stop short of saying that the guy was mentally weak, but you're not going to get that from Shador.
No. And then you have like pure talent that can bail you out at times. Now, we'll see if that could translate, but that's always a good, you know, characteristic whenever you have a pure talent in an area that can bail you out. And Kenny really didn't have that one characteristic that could bail him out no matter what happens. You know, we knew that going in, you know, whenever they drafted him. Like, Kenny was going to need a lot to be a successful quarterback. Shador has a lot of tools that could probably bail him out at this level.
I know he does the whole pat the football thing. People have been talking junk on his arm. It's not an A-plus arm. It's an NFL arm.
Yeah.
He got a better arm than Kenny Pickett. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when he's decisive, he does have a quick release. Like, there's a lot of clay there to like. And were I Arthur Smith, there obviously you're going to run the ball heavy with a rookie quarterback, but I'd also get the ball out of his hand quick. And look it, he's got more to work with.
Yes, he does.
Than Russell Wilson, than Justin Fields did last year. And you're going to have your first round right tackle, and you're going to have your first round left tackle finally playing the correct position. This offensive line might not be great shakes, but it's absolutely talented. And those people who made those draft picks, who evaluated all that talent, they think that this offensive line is going to come together.
And you can have a young quarterback to grow with them, and they could all be around for a long time. Like, that would be a focus, too. Like, do you have a first to second year, you know, basically offensive line, except for one guy. You have second-year offensive lineman for one guy, and Rodgers, what, in his third year.
I think Zach Frazier's pretty good.
Yes. You could have your young rookie quarterback grow with that offensive line. I mean, that's not a bad deal there.
I think Mason McCormick, going to be pretty good. He's thrust in there last year. I thought he acquitted himself real well. Troy Faltanu, they don't like to give guys. I mean, they go back a couple of years, Kendrick Green and all that. They don't love having to start rookies. He wasn't going to be a guy they started out of desperation. They saw a lot. In him that made them think he was ready. And then he missed a whole bunch of time in training camp. And the second he was healthy, they threw him in there.
Yep.
That means they believe in that guy. And I really like that draft pick. Now you put Broderick in the right spot. It's a good landing spot for a quarterback. Maybe not from a philosophy standpoint. We could talk about that chapter and verse for hours on end here. And Mike Tomlin and conservative nature and blah, 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 blah. But from a talent standpoint, rather land in Pittsburgh than Cleveland or the Giants or the Saints. No question about that. More calls pouring in. We'll get to you. 412-928-9370. The Steelers select Shador Sanders. If you hear that Thursday night, what will you think? 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, joining us at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Much to get into with Jeff, including the Steelers' plans at 21 in the NFL draft. The Pirates are sitting there at 8-15, and it's real doggone early, Doran, but you got a 6-game road swing now out west that could put the nail in the proverbial coffin before this thing even turns to May.
Unreal.
Which is gross.
Yep.
You had a Kyle Dubas press conference yesterday, so much to get into with Jeff. But we've asked the question, if the Steelers draft Shador Sanders 21st overall, what would your reaction be? 412-928-9370. Dan Orlovsky moments ago from ESPN tweeted out, Hayward will play next season at 36. Watt will turn 31 during it. Minka will turn 29 during it. Steelers don't have a year to punt it. With all due respect, and man, do I respect those guys, it can't just be about this year. And it's not just about this year. Actually, Kyle Dubas said something in his press conference that I think is really smart. Like, could the Penguins this offseason do enough to squeak into the playoffs next year? Probably. But you need to build towards winning a championship.
Right.
And just, for lack of a better way of putting it, putting a Band-Aid over a bullet hole, what does that really accomplish in the long run? That's how I feel about the Steelers. Okay, you're not going to win a Super Bowl this year. Like, what does Dan Orlovsky think they can do?
Yeah, what's he saying here? Like, what is he saying they should do?
It's a great question. Make sure that the Rodgers deal gets done, I guess.
Is he saying, like, draft Shador? Is he saying, you know, draft a D lineman because Cam's getting, like, I don't know what he's trying to say here.
You don't have a year to punt. You got to get it done this season. They're not winning the Super Bowl. They probably don't feel that way. They never feel that way. But I think the rest of us who watch it from 30,000 feet, we know they're not winning the championship. Derek Harmon ain't going to win them a Super Bowl. Like Shador Sanders in year one. No rookie's ever won it is going to win them a Super Bowl. And the ghost of Aaron Rodgers probably makes them better than what they were last year, but they're not winning a Super Bowl. I mean, I still don't hate the idea of Rodgers coming in here, I guess, and Shador taking a back seat for a couple of weeks.
Not at all.
Or, I guess, the full year in that case. I'm annoyed by Aaron, and I think he's now strung them along, and as is his right, given that he's got friends who are dealing with personal issues. But, you know, if they had Rodgers come in so you could help Cam Hayward feel better going to sleep every night, I guess, fine. But you're trying to win a championship. And you're not going to win one without a real quarterback. So that should be the priority. Not Hayward being 36, Watt being 31, Minka being 29.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably need to stop including Minka in that conversation too, by the way. Like, Hayward is an all-time Steeler. Watt's an all-time Steeler. Minka's a really good player.
Yeah.
Who had a down year last year, but he's not in the same breath as those other two for me. You owe him nothing. Like, those guys will be in the Hall of Honor. I'm not so sure about Minka.
Right.
Let's see where it goes.
Right.
Anyway, I'm rambling, Dorn.
No, you're good.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.